Good afternoon and welcome back to our summer fair coverage. I'm Brennan Easter with the WITY Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here with Chad Baker on this Wednesday out at the Champaign County Fair. And Chad, this fair is a little bit different than the other ones.
Well, they're all different. They're all unique in their own way. Being in it smack dab in the middle of a town of about 50,000, which Urbana has, and of course paired with Champaign, you've got upwards towards 125,000 folks. So the feel of the fair is a little different, but make no mistake, this is definitely a big fair in the scope of agriculture and showing here in the area.
Yeah, and unlike all the other fairs, I've been to this one before. This is my hometown, it's my backyard. I'm excited to come out and check out what all the 4-H'ers are doing out here. Even though we're out here a little bit later in the week, we still have plenty of action to go throughout our time here.
You're saying there's a familiarity with this for you?
Yeah, just a little bit, for once.
Absolutely. Well, we've found ourselves out here on Livestock Day. That's always a big day. Our shows are already going on. The gates are open, so come on out and see what's going on. They've had Junior Swine Show and Junior Beef and Sheep Shows this morning. We want to make mention that the carnival opens 5 p.m. tonight, and tonight is Monster Truck Night, which is a big night for folks. You get folks from all different walks of life coming over and checking that out. But tomorrow, huge day out here. That's the day of the 4-H livestock shows. They've got gates opening early once again. They'll have ride booklets from 1 to 4. The carnival opens at 5. Ride booklets for ages 3 to 12. They got motocross at 7 and then big guns in the beer pavilion 7:30. But that's whenever you see a lot of shows. Now Tuesday, they had a big open beef show. We hope to get some interviews with some folks that showed at the open beef show. They had some shows earlier in the week with swine, dairy, sheep, all open shows. But the 4-H stuff still to come here at the Champaign County Fair.
I'm personally really looking forward to those monster trucks. I think that'll be a fun activity if we stick around for that, maybe. A little post-work activity.
Well, and remember too, if monster trucks isn't your thing, they've got a wide array of different grandstand. We talked about motocross Friday night, Travis Tritt with Tyler Braden in the grandstand. So a gentleman with a little over 35 years of country music catalog with Travis Tritt. And I've seen him at a fair in the past. I've seen him at Effingham County Fair. Puts on a great show and really gets the crowd into it. It should be a really nice show. And I'm not familiar with Tyler Braden, but I'm sure he'll put on a nice opener for Travis there. And then Saturday, they've got the ITPA tractor and semi-truck pulls at 6 p.m. They'll have one in the afternoon with the IPA tractor pull. That's at noon. So that is First Responders Day on Saturday, and they'll have the $30 unlimited ride bracelet from noon to 5. So there's a lot left to be had out here. But I think one thing that we really want to focus on, and we do this at every fair, is the food.
I was just about to bring that up. I have heard both you and other people talk about how notable the fair food is here in Champaign County, and it is certainly something that will not go unsampled by both of us, I imagine.
They do have a unique selection of vendors that I think aren't at a lot of the other fairs, and obviously they weren't going to be at Edgar because we were just there, so you can't be two places at once, or can you?
Can you?
Well, I don't know. We teleported pretty quick from Paris to Urbana.
Teleported? I seem to recall, that doesn't need to go on the air.
Well, hey, the big purple van, it moves pretty quick, and especially when people stay out of your way, you can get to places that you need to go pretty quick. But it's a great fair to end the week on. I think a lot of folks in the area, especially ones that are kind of in Douglas County or even in Vermilion County that are equidistant from both Edgar and Champaign, it's a nice week to go and sample both fairs. Different atmospheres, definitely, as we mentioned, with Edgar County Fair being on the north side of Paris in a town of 9,000. It still feels very rural, and there's a rural element to this fair, but you're smack dab in the middle of Urbana, so there's a lot of folks that really embrace this fair. Obviously, Champaign County is a hub of agriculture for the state of Illinois, with the University of Illinois here, and Champaign County Farm Bureau does a great job of really promoting agriculture, and so this is a fun fair to come to every year. It's you're picking favorite children, basically. You know, they're all great fairs in our area, but Champaign County Fair just has a little bit of a unique vibe altogether that you just don't get elsewhere around here.
Absolutely right. Like you mentioned, when approaching the fair, I could feel the air was just different. And maybe part of it, like you mentioned, was due to that familiarity. I've been to this fair in the past with some friends. I didn't participate too much in the 4-H activities. I mostly stayed with the fair food and the music and the rides. But I'm looking forward to get to experience this fair as a whole this year. And I'm also looking forward to covering it.
Well, you'll be here for at least a couple days, and lots of great covers, lots of great folks that we're going to be able to talk to here. So we'll, I guess, go to it.
Yeah, let's get to work.
All right. We're heading out to the barns. We'll see what we can come up with here from the 2025 Champaign County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. For Brennan Easter, Chad Baker for WITY.